Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay. It's 39 degrees. That's right. It's in the 30s here in the greater Pensacola area. Bit of a freeze warning going on, but it will warm up later today to be in the low 50s, like 51, 52 degrees, somewhere right around there. And then get another kind of chilly night tomorrow night or like later tonight in the morning. Being in the low 40s, and then it'll start to steadily warm up, and then we could get close to the, you know, we'll be in the low 70s over the weekend, but it's going to be a cold one, and at least this morning when you're leaving the house, it's going to be a bit of a cold one as you're leaving. So we got a lot of things to cover up. First of all, happy St. Patrick's Day. With it being St. Patrick's Day, I have a few quick hits here for you that we'll cover. So first is, where'd it go? I just lost. There we go. Is it St. Patty's Day with two T's or St. Patty's Day with two D's? What do you think, John? St. Patty's Day with two T's, St. Patty's Day with two D's. What is the correct way?
I'm going to go with two T's.
That's what I would have done, too, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Correct.
But apparently, according to Merriam-Webster, it's St. Patty's Day with two D's.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Generally considered more accurate because the name Patrick is traditionally spelled Padraig, P-A-D-R-A-I-G, with the nicknames Peyton and Patty back in the day.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow.
And apparently, Patty with two T's is the short term for Patricia. Okay.
Oh.
So that's not the short term for Patrick. So, all right. Didn't realize that. Kind of interesting. So, Wallet Hub has the best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And so I took a look at this to see if there's any in Florida. And there is one in Florida. Tampa. Tampa, Florida comes up on the list as top number 25, so it's kind of far down on the list, but it's still right there. The top five cities for best St. Patrick's Day celebrations are Boston, not really a surprise. This one is a surprise. Reno, Nevada. Okay. Then number three is Savannah, Georgia, Overland Park, Kansas, and then Henderson, Nevada. I would have thought Chicago because, like, where they, you know, they dye the river green and things like that. But Chicago came in 11th on the list.
11th? Wow.
Yeah, 11th. So that kind of surprised me. Overland Park, Kansas comes in. Okay. I don't know what they do for, but it must be pretty good. Of the 200 cities they considered, Paterson, New Jersey became dead last, followed by Brownsville, Texas, Bellevue, Washington. So, okay, it was very odd. Pensacola was not on the list at all. We weren't in the top 200, but Mobile came in 85th on the list. Tallahassee 82nd. So hey, we're top 100, not too shabby. There's, so that was according to Wallet Hub. In 1962, we just mentioned the Green River in Chicago. In 1962, Chicago used 60 pounds of green dye to become the first city to successfully dye its river bright green on St. Patrick's Day. Green dye isn't the only thing in the river. Recently, some people spotted shark fins in the Chicago River. Of course, that's not possible. It was actually a stunt to promote some upcoming Netflix film called Thrash. So, kind of interesting there. But, yeah, the Bright Green River. Today is also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. I don't mind corned beef. But corned beef and cabbage, to me, has just never been a good combination.
Correct. I agree.
Then there's USA Today and other websites have a whole bunch of deals you can get on St. Patrick's Day. And a lot of them are through apps now, I'm noticing. Like, I believe McDonald's, you can get a Shamrock Shake or something, but you have to do it through the app. Krispy Kreme Donut. There's all kinds of different things. And a lot of them, though, even though you get it through the app, you still have to go into the store wearing green. So otherwise, you don't get it. You don't get the deal. So, yeah, that's one of the things right there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let me get into a legit story here for you. So the Florida legislative session wrapped up last week. What actually happened? There was nearly 2,000 bills filed. Only 235 of them passed. Oh, that's all. 235 new laws for us. Yay. Just to wrap up, Florida legislature meets about 60 days for the first 60 days of the year. The Senate failed to agree on a budget, so there's going to be a special session to deal with that, or the Senate and the House, not just the Senate. One major debate involved property tax relief, which many lawmakers discussed, but they didn't finalize anything on that. Florida's rapid population growth has intensified pressure on schools, infrastructure, and housing. Then lawmakers also debated a lot of regulation of AI data centers, especially their heavy energy and water usage. And there's been quite a few AI data centers that have been proposed here in the state of Florida, like one in Port St. Lucie and some others that have actually recently basically got shot down at the last minute because of the energy and water usage. And so the state was trying to debate, how do we handle that? The AI, the Senate actually had an AI Bill of Rights, which I found was interesting. I was following this bill. It did not pass the House. But the idea was, when you use AI, how much of it is your property, your intellectual property? That was the gist of the AI Bill of Rights. I thought it was fascinating, but it failed the House. Education policy discussions included oversight of Florida's rapidly expanding school voucher programs. We have the most robust school voucher program in the country at this point. Voucher programs have grown so quickly, lawmakers are trying to figure out how funding follows students between schools. And then lawmakers described the session as lots of ideas, but limited consensus. And so many of those issues are going to come back in the 2027 session. Now, one of the things is Governor DeSantis criticized the House over the failed medical freedom bill. So this the proposal would have expanded vaccine exemptions for students, giving parents more flexibility to opt their children out of certain school vaccine requirements. It didn't get enough support in the House, so it just died for the session. Supporters argue the law would provide individual freedom for medical decisions. Critics say fewer vaccine requirements would increase the risk of disease outbreaks. Yes, the one thing that always gets left out of that statement is it will cause disease outbreaks among the unvaccinated. I'm surprised at how many people I talk to who are like, all these parents who are not vaccinating their kids are putting my kid at risk. I'm like, oh, did you not vaccinate your kid either? And they're like, no, I vaccinated my kid. I'm like, then your kid's fine. That's the point of the vaccination. It's not like the COVID vaccine or the flu vaccine that is not effective, but it's these are like real vaccines. And so I'm like, why are you so upset? Well, then they're putting other kids in danger. I'm like, do you know a lot of people who aren't vaccinating their kids? I don't. So I don't know. I mean, we do have a measles outbreak going on in Florida right now. It's like 5 kids. I don't know to tell you. It's like, okay. The Governor DeSantis suggested the issue return for a future legislative session. In other words, possibly have any special session pertaining to that. I don't think he'll call a special session for that, though. So I won't worry that much about it. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, I do want to talk, let's get a little military update for you. Got some interesting things going on as it comes to the war in Iran and possibly Cuba. That's right. That's next right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for him on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
So 20 years ago, a guy named Brian Ward had an idea. I know how to do roofs, and I can help people by giving them good quality roofs at an affordable price, and I can stand by my product, and I can be invested in the community, and I can make people feel like we're not taking advantage of them, you know, the kind of icky feeling when you have a lot of times when you deal with contractors, and I can answer their questions, return their phone calls, be invested in the community, and I can just be there for them. Well, 20 years later, 10,000 roofs, a 4.9 rating on Google, and they offer a lifetime workmanship warranty on all of their roofs. Mission accomplished. There's all kinds of little ways in which Quality Roofing Solutions works better and works more effectively, but just call them. Check them out. Ask the questions for yourselves and see if you don't agree. Ask to see the warehouse. Ask to talk about the vans that deliver products from the warehouse to the job site so the guys at the job site don't have to transition all the way back to the warehouse every day. You can just scan products in and out with a barcode and control costs and ask them what they do that makes them different. You'll see. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're going to get an update from Steve Taylor in the newsroom here in a second. It is 39 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 52 today, and we should be cleared up. No more rain or anything like that today. It should be a fairly clear day overall. Let's go over to Steve Taylor in the newsroom for a quick update. Steve, what you got for us?
Well, the U.S. military is dealing with an ever-increasing number of service members injured in the war in Iran. A spokesperson for the U.S. Central Command said yesterday approximately 200 injuries have occurred, but the vast majority have been minor. 13 fatalities have been confirmed since the start of Operation Epic Fury. The House is going to hear about threats facing the U.S. from top intelligence. agents and security officials this week. They had been set to testify today, but that's been rescheduled for Thursday. They're due to discuss foreign threats, cyber attacks, and terrorism. And that hearing comes amid the U.S. war with Iran and several recent attacks in the U.S. being investigated as possible acts of terrorism. And you may have noticed airports across the country are experiencing slower operations than usual. Lines at security checkpoints have slowed to a near crawl in some cases as the TSA workers deal with the ongoing partial government shutdown, which is now a month old, which of course led to employees working without a paycheck. And that's what's happening.
Now, when it comes to the TSA stuff, do we know how things are looking at like our airport? Do we know if our airport is backed up?
Well, as of right now, not bad. Yesterday, we did have an average of about three or four cancellations and about three or four delays for both departures and arrivals. And it looks like it could be that way today. But of course, we'll keep everybody alerted right here on News Radio.
All right. Yeah. So our airport is actually doing pretty good overall.
So far, yeah. It's worse than normal because of the delays that because of the hub and spoke arrangements of the airlines. And the problem is planes are being delayed and everything else is being backed up and too many people and too few TSA workers. That's basically the bottom line.
Gotcha. All right. Nice. Thank you very much, Steve. It's Pensacola. In fact, I didn't even check FlightAware for canceled flights. So I don't know what let's see what we're looking at today. Oh, nothing like it was yesterday. Yesterday we're already almost 2,000. Right now it's only 792 cancellations in the United States. So things have gotten back to a little bit closer to normal. So not too bad. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. So here's something I found was very interesting about the war in Iran. It could lead to an unexpected shortage of helium. Yeah. So apparently 30% of the world's helium supply comes from the Middle East. And of course, it goes through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I know you're thinking, it's like, oh, okay, oh, Chucky darn, we're not going to have any helium for our balloons. Well, apparently, helium is essential for MRI machines, semiconductor manufacturing, and even rocket launches. It's used in fiber optic cable production and all kinds of other scientific research. So, disruptions of the Persian Gulf could delay shipments worldwide. We've had helium shortages before in 2012, 2019, because helium escapes into space. Once it's released, it can't be replaced. So, in fact, the U.S. once, at one point, had maintained a strategic helium reserve, but most of that has been sold off now. So, that's interesting. I was like, we could have a helium. a helium shortage. Okay. Very, very interesting to me. Here's the other thing I found interesting with the war in Iran. The rapid rise of drone warfare is pushing militaries to invest heavily in laser-based defense systems. You mean like Star Wars? This is awesome. The geek in me just geeked out. Small drones have become cheap and widely used in modern conflicts. That's one of the big things that Iran is using to attack neighbors is drones, actually. They can be used for surveillance attacks, delivering explosives. Traditional missile defense systems are expensive to use against small drones. So laser systems could provide a lower cost way to destroy the drones. Several countries, because the first one I read this, like, yeah, they're just going to use some sort of laser, like, disrupt the EMT waves or something like that and make it crash. No, they're talking about destroying them. This is amazing. Several counties are now, countries are now testing directed energy weapons. Directed energy weapons. Come on. Tell me this doesn't make you geek out. It's freaking awesome. They're actually finally creating laser weapons. I thought that was kind of an interesting one. And final story here. I'm not gonna have time for it. Well, yeah, I will. I'll just say this real quick. Trump is drawing attention, making comments the United States could potentially negotiate with Cuba, while also saying that he might have the, quote, honor of taking Cuba, end quote. Yeah. He says talks could happen if the Cuban government makes meaningful changes on political freedom and human rights. So we'll see what happens with that. Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. It's on the brain.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz confirms a top Iranian official is taken out.
Ali Larijani was targeted in a strike overnight. Larijani serves as the secretary to Iran's Supreme National Security Council. He was seen in the streets of Tehran as recently as Friday, walking during the Quds Day demonstrations. But he was considered the de facto leader of this country in the aftermath of the opening strikes of Operation Epic Fury.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. Katz also says the commander of the force that was targeting Iranian demonstrators was also killed in separate strikes. President Trump working on a so-called police force to keep the Strait of Hormuz safe for oil tankers facing headwinds from some NATO nations who don't want to get involved. The price of gas up 8 cents overnight, landing at $3.79 a gallon. That from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 right now, 36 degrees outside, and I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Escambia County deputies arrested two suspects after a dramatic chase involving a stolen vehicle from Port St. Lucie. Last Thursday, a license plate reader alerted deputies to a white Nissan Versa reportedly stolen the day before traveling on Olive Road. When a deputy tried to pull it over, the driver sped off, leading to a pursuit along Burgess Road. An attempted pit maneuver failed, and the car veered onto a dead-end Bourne Drive, crashing through the backyard of a house, striking a playhouse, and then stopping in the woods. The driver, 29-year-old Michael Andre Peavy Jr., and the passenger, 22-year-old Lillian McDaniel, were taken into custody without further incident. A search found a loaded stolen handgun and drug paraphernalia. Well, looks like another beach is getting a facelift. Chris Bryan says it is erosion repair.
A nearly $10 million beach restoration project is going to get underway in West Destin next week. The Okaloosa County project will help with erosion caused by Hurricane Sally in 2020. Over 150,000 cubic yards of sand will be dredged. The project stretches from the jetty to the east side of South Bay by the Gulf Condos. The dredging starts on March 23rd, with the actual pumping and renourishing of the beach happening in April. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Strawberry growers in Okaloosa County brace for another round of bitter cold overnight, hoping what remains of their crops can survive as the temperatures dropped again across the western panhandle. Several strawberry patches in Okaloosa County and also Santa Rosa County, they covered their fields with tarps and row covers to protect the plants from the near-freezing conditions. While strawberry plants can withstand temperatures as low as 26 degrees, growers say the flowers are far more vulnerable. Frost at 32 degrees on the leaves can kill the blooms, cutting off fruit production. Growers say the cold winter has already taken a major toll statewide, with more than 16,000 acres of strawberry crops damaged, about 80% of Florida's production. A Pensacola man faces up to 40 years in prison after pleading guilty to an arson charge stemming from an explosive detonated during a motorcycle gang confrontation in Fort Walton Beach. 42-year-old Gregory Simons Jr. set off an explosive in the parking lot of Emerald Coast Harley at Beale Parkway on February of 2025 during an altercation involving the Pagans Motorcycle Club. The blast damaged a neighboring Jimmy John's and injured an employee. Officers who stopped Simons found four more explosive devices, two guns, and narcotics in his car, along with an outlaw's motorcycle club vest. Well, let's check the forecast for Channel 3 to see if this cold is going to hang on or not.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Chilly start to your day today with temperatures warming up this afternoon near 55 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 37. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 59. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Heading into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Second night of Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 36 chilly degrees. In Pensacola, 34 in Gulf Breeze, and 36 right now in Milton at 5:34. The next news comes up at 6. Breaking news, of course, happens anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PennAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at PennAir.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. That song mentioned Bob Dylan. I just watched last night that Bob Dylan docu-series show or whatever with Timothée Chalamet. Or whatever his name is, it was pretty good. I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan. I think he's a fantastic writer. I just thought I didn't like his voice singing the songs, and so, but he's got a slew of great songs that he's written, you know. But the guy was a very interesting character. I didn't really know that much about him until I watched the movie. So it was pretty interesting overall. I got some random facts here for you to share with you. So first of all, where'd it go? For the first time in the history of Major League Baseball, the 2025 season began and ended abroad. So started in Tokyo, ended in Toronto. And then the green computer code in The Matrix, when you watch the movie The Matrix, it's actually not nonsense. That code is actually a bunch of sushi recipes. due to the fact that they spend the majority of their lives on sea ice, polar bears are classified as marine animals. That's right. Polar bears are classified as marine animals like dolphins, seals, and whales. And then the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters could make 300 million s'mores. It's very important information right there. And, lost this part. Yeah, there you go. That's good enough for right now. Back in the day, of course, today is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. In 461, St. Patrick died. The patron saint of Ireland wasn't even born Irish. He was actually a kidnapped slave from Britain. His first, first St. Patrick's Day parade wasn't even celebrated until 1762 in America. Now, the first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually in 1601. It just wasn't official. It was in St. Augustine, Florida. So, very interesting right there. So, Florida, once again, coming up with the first things like that. And some other things that happened back in the day today. In 1775, the Cherokee sold what went on to become the state of Kentucky to the Transylvania Land Company for 10,000 British pounds. Okay. It's St. Patrick's Day, so why not have an Irish-related story? In 1898, Irish-born John Holland invented the modern submarine for the U.S. military. His sub submerged off of Staten Island, New York for 3 hours. And in order to be the first official submarine for the U.S. Today in history also, today was the day that the 14th Dalai Lama fled Tibet. Today in 1969, Golda Meir, a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, became Israel's fourth prime minister, the very first female prime minister in Israel. 1973, today was the day the first POWs were released from Vietnam. And then South Africa ended apartheid today in history. So St. Patrick's Day, a pretty big day for some pretty big events. Today in 1995, the very first vaccine for the chickenpox was approved in the United States. 1999, no, I don't want to hit that one. 2000 was the day that, today was the day that Erin Brockovich was released from this is based on the thing against PG&E for groundwater contamination in California. By the way, she has been giving out warnings recently to the, about the sunken ships in the Gulf that Destin's doing and things like that. Afraid that it's going to contaminate the ocean. So there you go with that. Then let's see here. Forget that. Those stories don't matter. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's about 40 degrees, 39, 40 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to warm up to be right around probably low 50s today. So, it's going to be a cold day. It's going to be a cold day overall. So I saw this story here. You know, we talk about the cost of living, and one of those areas of cost of living is car ownership. And because of the higher interest rates and it's twofold. Higher interest rates, as well as materials costing more, which therefore means the vehicles being sold cost more, is causing people to not be able to own vehicles. The car payments are at record levels right now for monthly car payments. Plus, higher insurance costs as well. So insurance is going up, interest rates going up, actual cost of the vehicle going up because of tariffs and material costs rising due to inflation. So now monthly payments are at record level highs. The average price of a new vehicle has climbed to over $50,000 now. I don't even think I realized that. I thought it was still probably $30,000 for the average price. 35. I didn't realize that. Some car buyers now are facing monthly payments of over $1,000 a month. Yeesh. Automakers are focusing more on larger SUVs and trucks, which are more profitable, which is also pushing that average price up. Fewer entry-level cars under $20,000 are even being produced today. So you don't even have the options that you used to have to be able to go get a cheaper vehicle. So what's happening? More and more buyers are heading to used cars. So we're starting to see more people moving to the pre-owned market. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one. Saw this. And if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Some longtime Tesla influencers and online supporters started to distance themselves from the brand. So Tesla has apparently one of the most loyal online fan bases in tech. Critics say the community sometimes behaves a little bit like a cult defending the company no matter what. However, many influencers apparently are upset about changes to Tesla's full self-driving program. Others not really kind of wanting to distance themselves from Elon Musk and his controversial public behavior and his politics. Many of them say they like the vehicles, but they don't really want to be involved with the company's messaging and their personalities. So more and more, you're starting to get the one article I read basically just says the cult of Tesla influencers is starting to break up. They've had enough. They've had enough of it. Not wanting to do that anymore. I saw this story here. A Minnesota county is offering a historic bridge for sale. That's right. You can buy a historic bridge in Minnesota if you want. Well, that's pretty nice, right? The catch. Well, not the catch. First, let me give you the other part. You can buy this historic bridge for a dollar. Yes. You could buy a historic bridge and own it. What are you going to do with that bridge? You know, that, I don't know. That's a different story right there. But here is the catch. If you buy it, you have to move it and restore it. Wait, what? Yeah. So it's the Gold Mine Bridge, built in 1903. It spans the Zumbro River in Minnesota. The bridge is considered historically significant, but no longer safe for regular travel. Rather than demolish it, the county hopes someone will preserve it. The buyer would pay for dismantling and relocation, which, of course, will cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not even more. But apparently, historic bridges are sometimes relocated to parks, trails, and other pedestrian crossings. They can't be used for, you know, vehicle crossing anymore, but they can be used for pedestrian crossing. So if nobody takes the offer, then the bridge will be demolished. You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like they're like, you know what? We need to tear down that bridge. That's going to cost us a lot of money. Let's see if somebody else will do it for us. It's kind of a funny way of handling something like that. Just, you know, it's going to cost us a lot. Let's just get somebody else to do it. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Oh, back to national news here real quick, and then we'll get a break. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. The U.S. State Department has dramatically reduced the fee Americans must pay to renounce your citizenship. That's right. I didn't even know you had to pay to renounce your citizenship. This was news to me in the first place. like, wait, what? Yeah. So if you want to renounce your citizenship, it used to cost $2,350. Yeah. So you're like, I no longer want to be an American citizen. Here's your money. Isn't that bizarre? I didn't realize that. Okay. So the fee has been $2,350 since 2015. It has now been reduced to $450. The government originally raised the price to cover administrative costs required to deal with the paperwork. $2,350 to deal with paperwork? Come on. Renouncing citizenship does require an in-person meeting with a U.S. consular office. Oh, okay. Applicants must sign documents confirming that they understand the legal consequences. Those consequences including losing the right to live and work in the United States as a U.S. citizen. And, of course, voting. Advocacy groups for Americans living overseas have pushed for years to lower the fee. Some people are affected are called accidental Americans, citizens who were born in the United States but grew up abroad. So they don't want to have to pay $2,350 to renounce their U.S. citizenship when they've never even been in America. Supporters say the new price returns the fee to closer to what it was when it was first introduced in 2010. Like I said, I didn't even know you had to pay a fee in order to renounce your citizenship. So, but I guess you've had to do it for the past 16 years. Interesting. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we got some AI stories to talk about. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Things that are cheap for a reason. Have you ever heard that? Well, there's no domain where that's more true than when it comes to beds and mattresses. Listen, if you want something super cheap, guess what? You're going to probably have to replace it real fast, and it's going to make you feel crummy to sleep on it. At the Sleep Center, they certainly sell affordable mattresses and beds, but what they want you to have is the experience of a great night's sleep. You know, where you wake up in the morning feeling rested and refreshed and eager to go for the day. And that has to do with more or less pressure relief. That has to do with more or less support. The kind of mattress that really works, not just in general, but for your particular body style and needs. You know, some people like the all-foam mattress where they have that NASA foam. It's amazing. I like the hybrid. I like the coils and the foam because I don't like to be, like, held in place by the mattress. Some people love it. For me, I like to turn around in the night a little bit, so I need a different kind of mattress, and that's the point. When you go to the Sleep Center, they'll talk with you, they'll figure it out, and they'll help you find the right mattress for you. Or, if you want to be totally left alone to browse at your own heart's content, no problem. They are the original here in Pensacola. They've been here 30 years, often imitated, never duplicated. The Sleep Center. If you've ever been hurt by a mattress or hurt by a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center, just east of Davis on the north side of Creighton.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
One of my favorite moments is when a business owner sees our ADX Digital Toolbox and they sit back in their chair and they have this look of surprise on their face and they say, I had no idea you guys did all of this. We have 19 ways to deliver your message to your specific audience inside your geographic footprint with reporting that proves its effectiveness, all for less than you might expect.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MDR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Celebrate.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up at the beginning of the next hour after our news update, we got to go over the luckiest and unluckiest states for our St. Paddy's Day rundown. So Trump administration has expanded AI exports, or at least their strategy for it. It's a American artificial intelligence intelligence technology. Is it planning to be expanded to allied countries, treating AI systems almost like strategic defense equipment? The Commerce Department is seeking proposals from companies to export full AI systems. The goal is to strengthen partnerships with U.S. allies and counter China's AI influence. AI systems include chips, software, training models, and data infrastructure. Companies will have 90 days to submit proposals. The plan could create a new category of AI diplomacy. Critics worry advancing AI could spread powerful technologies too quickly, but supporters argue that the U.S. must lead before China dominates the global AI markets. So AI just more and more is becoming, it's just something in our lives. In fact, artificial intelligence is now entering one of America's favorite sports traditions, the March Madness bracket pool. Millions of Americans fill out brackets every year. And apparently, AI models can analyze team stats, injuries, historical tournament data, and betting lines. So there's AI tools now out there to simulate the tournament thousands and thousands of times to generate predictions. Statistically, a perfect bracket is nearly impossible. Odds are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Some experts warn AI still struggles with human factors like momentum or coaching decisions and, you know, energy and things like that. But when it comes to just straight stats, people are turning to AI to help fill out their brackets now. Some leagues are already having a debate whether you are allowed to have an AI-assisted bracket or if that's considered cheating. Sports betting companies are also using AI to set more accurate tournament odds. Holy moly. Speaking of AI, a couple other stories here. A strange debate online is asking a simple question. Have we been wearing Apple AirPods wrong this whole time? A man on social media demonstrated what he claims is the correct way to wear them, basically upside down, with the stem pointed up towards your temple instead of down towards your mouth. The claim gained traction after an AI chatbot said that that method might actually provide a better fit and sound. Yeah, and I've heard this before in the past with regular, like, ear pods, that for some people, the fit, if it's better if you switch the ears and you turn them upside down. So the AI chatbot Grok said this was actually the correct way for an optimal fit. However, Apple's official images and advertisement show the stem pointing down, so that makes that seem like that's not it. Apple, by the way, has not responded to the controversy. And then final story here when it comes to AI. OpenAI's proposed adult mode for ChatGPT sparks debate. Yes, it would allow verified adult users to engage in explicit text conversations. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The idea sparked controversy both inside and outside of the company. So the proposed feature would allow erotic text conversations, but not explicit images nor video. You would have age verification for adult users. Internal advisors raised concerns about mental health risks and emotional dependency. That's what I was going to say. The emotional dependency. We'll talk about that in a second. ChatGPT has hundreds of millions of users worldwide, including many minors. The rollout has already been delayed due to safety and moderation concerns. Some critics say the move is driven by competition with other AI chatbots actually offering adult features. I was like, I mean, no. The thing that will happen is we already seen a dramatic increase of people deciding to not have children and to not raise a family. We're seeing a dramatic increase of both males and females deciding they do not want to get married. This will just increase even more so when your emotional connection is going to be with your AI chatbot. Oh, boy. That's Cool Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. You guys have a great day. We'll be back. Talking about St.
Listen on air at 92.3. 90-